to $60 a barrel in order to flood the market, in order to weaken Russia and Iran. So these are strategic moves, and for all the rhetoric that Mr. Peterson's talking about, this is what they're saying in the news, so this is what a lot of people are repeating, but this is not actually what is happening.
Well, Mr. Peterson, what about Mr. Ricard's analysis of basically what he's saying is actually going on here? Your take, sir.
Well, I think it's almost humorous. I was about to say prior
That's
to the last
it's not
statement
funny
of Mr.
at all.
Ricard calling my... Let me know when he's through and then
Go ahead,
I can
Mr.
continue,
Peterson.
Please. Yes, I was about to say that I found myself largely in agreement with his analysis. And I'm pleased that he found my remarks humorous or something with which he could disagree, but I don't know what I said that he would disagree with specifically. Because essentially, I concur with the analysis largely that he gave until he rang other countries in, such as the great world players Spain and Italy, being instigators of violence in the world. That becomes rather humorous in itself. But the point is, what we have here is a failure of leadership of the West. We have a failure of discipline within the larger Islamic community in order to control a very, very dangerous aberration within that region. We should recognize that all in humanity have an interest in controlling inhumanity and gross brutality that favors no region, no religion, except chaos and inhumanity in the world.
Well, what's that, Mr. Peterson? Mr. Peterson, please stay with me. Mr.
Yes.
Peterson, sorry to interrupt you, but with what you
sure.
have just said, as far as everyone in the world has an interest to control inhumanity, and of course that statement, I'm sure the whole world would agree with that. However, let's
sure.
describe this inhumanity and who has created this inhumanity and where did ISIL come from. So do you agree or disagree that the United States and its regional allies are part of the problem, if not the total problem, in actually ISIL coming to being? And if that is the case, then are we sure that Washington's goal now is really to take ISIL out, which is definitely a creation of its own? Or how do you see it, sir?
No, how I see it is ISIL emerged, well, has been emerging for some time. It represents an internecine conflict within Islam, I should say. It came to a head in Iraq. It came to a head in Iraq when what the United States was attempting to do, rightly or wrongly, whether this was a highly idealized policy that was not able to work ab initio, or whether it failed due to a lack of continuity over time, attempting to introduce democratic forms within a part of the world in which those forms are very rare indeed and perhaps not able to sustain themselves.
All right, Mr. Ricard, let me just jump in here. Mr. Ricard, I want to go back to the actual discussion at hand, of course, which is Turkey's role in all of this. And why are we seeing the Turks on the one hand say that they're condemning terrorism, on the other hand doing absolutely nothing about helping the people in Kobani, on the one hand being part of NATO, on the other hand, at least allegedly, are in appearance not listening to what NATO is saying and international is saying, community is saying, that needs to be done?
Well, clearly Turkey is in cahoots with NATO by not helping out Kobani. Turkey, alongside NATO and Gulf State partners, are responsible for building up this mercenary force. This mercenary force has been operating with impunity along the Turkish borders for well over 3 years. And in fact, a lot of these organizations started in the early 2000s when these organizations were being pushed by the right-wing PNAC folks, guys like David Horowitz and Daniel Pipes. And they even recruited a Syrian collegiate boy out of Arizona State University who is now the head military advisor for the Syrian National Coalition, which, by the way, this coalition was formed out of El-Hasakha in the north eastern part of Syria in question now, alongside not the PKK Kurds, but the Kurds that are friendly with the Kurdish regional government that control the top third of Iraq right now. So these individuals have been working for almost a decade alongside the Qataris, the Americans, the British, the Saudis, to basically put together a mercenary force that they're responsible for now, and they have many operatives in. They are not being, they are not acting willy-nilly going after Kobani. This is a strategic attack that's being coordinated by NATO and is being watched by Turkey, because Turkey's very happy to see the PKK getting defeated by the hands of a mercenary force that they helped build alongside of NATO.
All right, stay with me, please. I want to cross over to our Facebook and see what some of our viewers have to say about this subject.
Erdogan and the ISIL have the same objective, to destroy Kurds. Erdogan is going to commit genocide against Kurds. President Assad should unify with Kurds and help them. Turkey stood and watched 600 children get murdered in Gaza. What makes people think Turkey's going to help the Kurds? As Israel is so good at killing and taking land, they should act against the ISIL. The Turkish government is doing a good job. It's very clear that there is a link between ISIL and the Turkish government. The link is being governed by Obama. If Iran doesn't take action on Kobani, the massacre will happen. Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar are nothing but Israeli and American puppets that will kill their own brothers for the sake of the West's interests. Is Turkey an international police force to help them? Why don't you call Assad to help them? Iran should act urgently. President Assad must officially request Iran to come to their aid.
And what do you think, Mr. Peterson, looking at some of the comments? I want to look at the part that basically says that Turkey, Qatar, and others are actually being controlled by Israel and the United States. Do you think the role that Turkey is playing right now is one that Washington wishes it to play, or no? Is basically Turkey acting up on its own by not allowing the Kurds to go to Kobani and not helping out at all in Kobani?
I'll reiterate the point I made before. What we're seeing here is not a diabolical, scheming, strong, focused leadership on the part of, in fact, on the part of Turkey, nor on the part of certainly the United States, nor on the part of NATO. What we are seeing is the lack of strong leadership that is resulting in regional or even local interests predominating. And we're seeing a dissolution on the frontier of the, shall we say, the continuity of NATO to sustain its own interests. And the focus of that is the failure of the United States to continue a role in leadership. Not that the United States is a Svengali pulling strings and dancing around the region,
okay,
but the United States that is largely absent.
Okay.
That is the problem.
Mr. Ricard, I'm so sorry,
so
Mr. Peterson, we only have about 30
yes.
seconds left. Mr. Ricard, your take.
Sure.
What is going to take? I know you disagree with the overall, what's the problem. Now, what is it going to take to try to alleviate this situation, especially as Kobani is under threat more and more every day? Is there some entity or somehow that pressure can be put on Ankara in order for them to open its borders and in order for them to help the Kurds in Kobani who is in threat of being slaughtered?
What it's going to take is exposure of this fallacy that they're calling a coalition. If you look at the details and the facts remain that there's been very little help coming out of NATO and these coalition of forces or leadership that Mr. Peterson refers to. Be fair here. Whenever there is a coalition, the United States actually acts upon 90% of the activities. And of the bombing campaigns that have happened in Syria, the United States has conducted over 90% of those. And there's no B-2s that are involved with any type of giant bombing campaigns. There's very small, very calculated bombing campaigns, and they're not very effective, and they're deliberately not effective because this is a calculated event to help Turkey take out the PKK. So unless you expose the fact that everyone's calling it a failure in the news, but in behind closed doors, it is a massive success because they've taken these mercenaries and they've worked with intelligence communities and they're being very successful at guiding them into Kobani.
All right, on that note, so sorry, we're out of time. I'd like to thank both my guests, Mr. Frederick Peterson out of Washington, Congressional Defense Policy Advisor, and Mr. Scott Ricard out of Orlando, former American intelligence linguist. And we thank you for being with us on another debate. I'm Marzia Hashimi, signing out. Thanks and goodbye.